Did you sell your animals and then buy meat, or?
You know, I can't, yes, Daddy sold rabbits, see, to people all the time, then everything else we'd just get at the grocery store.
Did you ever take beef and cut it thin and let it dry?
No. But I've seen plenty of that meat dried.
Oh, that's
down in Indian Village. Oh my. They'd just be out there with those great big old limbs, you know, as big as they could hold, trying to keep the flies off of that old meat while it dried.
Gee, that's good if it's properly cured.
I know it is.
But I don't think I've ever had any of this properly cured.
You don't like it, in other words?
No. Well, I've only had it once. One summer I worked for the Forest Service, and the range was closed because the cows were eating off the grass and the land was eroding. It had been closed for 5 years. So if we saw a cow, we were supposed to shoot her. They were just all mavericks anyway. They were not playing, they'd just gone wild. And the fellow up on one of the lookouts spotted one, and he shot it. And this old cow was dressed out, and some of the meat was dry. Oh, it was just like eating a shoe.
Yeah, she was too old.
It wasn't properly killed, it wasn't properly bled.
Yes, they have to, you know, not too long ago, just last year when I went to Stillwater one time, this fella out there, you know, Calvin, as you go through Cleveland, and you don't make the turn to go to Yale, but you go straight on that way and go into Stillwater. And then you come onto the new road that they fixed going into Stillwater. Well, just after you make that, there's a little sharp curve just as you get onto that good road, you know.
It's on 51 right there where the new stops.
There's a house, seemed to me like it was the first or second house right along there. I'm sure it must have been a cow. And it was a beef hanging in a tree.
Huh.
And they were dressing that.
I think I was with you.
Just like they do hogs, you know. Mm. Hey, that wasn't Daddy honking, was it?
I don't think so.
Maybe he has some large ones in there and he can't get them out by himself.
I doubt that too.
Well, listen, let me tell you what, if he does come home with a whole bunch, you'll hear that honking going on.
Do you think there's much chance today?
I don't know. It's been rather a queer day, I see now, because sometimes, you know, in the change of the weather, it'll start them biting just before rain or something like that. I know he loves that fishing.
Oh, I do too, but those darn snakes just drive me crazy. Make it out there and I can't.
You have you some old boots or
stuff
that you wear just in case, don't you?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was why Daddy wanted to take the boat. I just get all upset whenever we have to take the boat. That's just such a mess getting, of course now I haven't had to help since he got a trailer for it. But I just was determined that I was going to learn to fish and like to fish because Lester did so much of it. And do you know what he did when I decided that I was going to do that? Do you know the first thing he did to me?
Bought a boat and gave you the oars.
He set out a trot line that I guess was about a mile long.
First.
And then he didn't take the trot line up until it began to get